Hello and welcome to Couch Church from the Ballina and Lennox Head Anglicans. I'm the Reverend Cathy Ridd and this is the fifth week of Lent. Today we are hearing from the prophet Jeremiah. It's chapter 31 and beginning at verse 31. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. So I want us to think about that reading that I've just shared, where we heard that God was going to make a new covenant, a new promise to humanity. But before we do anything else, let's remind ourselves of when the prophet Jeremiah was alive. It was about 600 years before Jesus was born. And I've spoken before about how the Babylonians invaded the little kingdom of Judah. They destroyed Jerusalem and they carried off many of the people into exile. Well, Jeremiah lived through that terrible time. And God called Jeremiah to the very tough job of being a prophet to the people in the middle of that terrible time. God called Jeremiah first to lead the people in a time of grieving. It was important for them to grieve what they had lost. They had lost everything they thought would be there forever, even the temple where they worshipped God. And most especially, the Israelites were grieving the way they had lost faith in God's promises. Sometimes when things are really tough, we too can lose faith in God's promises. But God also gave Jeremiah a message of hope for the people. It was a message about a new promise, a new covenant. Let's hear that message again. God said to Jeremiah, "The days are surely coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors, but this is the covenant that I will make," says God. "I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They shall all know me." This is God's new promise. In our Old Testament readings throughout Lent, we've heard quite a few of God's promises, God's covenants. So we heard God's very first covenant with humankind, a promise to be compassionate, even when we go astray. That promise was marked with the symbol of a rainbow. Then there was God's covenant with Abraham, a promise that all people can be God's people, as many as there are stars in the sky. There was God's covenant with Moses to take the people to a new land. And along with that promise, God gave the people 10 commandments to follow, so that they could live right. But now we hear of another promise, a new promise that's not like the old ones. God said, "I'm making a new covenant. Now you won't need to have laws and commandments written down, because I will write my law in your hearts, and you will know me." This is what God told Jeremiah to announce to the people. Good news in a time of terrible trouble. God didn't say exactly when this promise would be fulfilled. But we know what Jeremiah didn't know. This new promise began to be fulfilled when God came and lived among us as a man called Jesus. And because of that, we can really begin to know God, just as God had promised. And that's great. But I wonder whether this idea of a new covenant triggers any questions for you. Because I sure have a question. If there is a new covenant, a new promise, does that mean God's old promises no longer apply? It's a kind of tricky question. But I want you to remember this. It's okay to ask tricky questions. It is okay to wrestle with God. So, if God has made a new promise, does that mean his old promises no longer apply? We can easily start to think that the latest promise, the new promise, must mean the old promises were erased, wiped out. But is that true? Well, the answer is no. To help us to make sense of this, I want you to imagine an elephant. Now, trust me, this elephant that you're imagining is going to help us to understand God's old and new promises. Let me tell you a parable about an elephant. There were three blind men living in a village. And one day the villagers said to the men, "Hey, there's an elephant in the village today." Well, the blind men had no idea what an elephant is. So they decided, even though we can't see it, we'll go and feel it, and then we'll know what an elephant is. The first man touched the elephant's leg. "Hey," he said, "the elephant is like a pillar." The second man touched the elephant's side. "It's like a huge wall," he said. The third man touched the elephant's trunk. "It's like a thick branch of a tree," he said. So, was the elephant like a pillar, or like a wall, or like the branch of a tree? When one blind man said the elephant was like a huge wall, did that mean that the guy was wrong who had said the elephant was like a branch? No, they were each describing a different part of the elephant. The elephant was simply too huge for any one of the blind men to understand it. God's promise is a bit like the elephant, and we are like those blind men. God's promise to us is so huge, it's too big for us to understand completely. God's promise of love and compassion for all creation is so big, we don't even have words for all of it. St. Paul described it as looking through a glass darkly. We grasp bits of God at work, glimpses, but not the whole of God, not in this lifetime. We can only know bits of God's huge promise of love, parts that God has revealed to humans at different times in history. So when we hear about God's new promise in Jeremiah today, perhaps it helps to say God has revealed a new part of his huge promise to humanity. It's another part of the picture. So in answer to the question I asked earlier, God's new promise doesn't mean the old promises no longer apply. Each promise that we read about through the Old Testament is a different part of the elephant, a different part that makes up God's huge promise of love. But because we're human, we are still a bit like the blind men, knowing only bits of the elephant, bits of God, but still not getting the whole picture. We can't grasp God's huge promise all in one go. That's how it is for us for now. Although in God's good time, we will see the whole elephant, the whole of God's huge promise of love. And in the meantime, God is with us, gently revealing more of himself to us as we journey with him. Something I've noticed about God's promises is this. Each time in the Bible when God makes another promise to humanity, it's at a time when things are particularly difficult. At a time when the people weren't living right and disaster struck, God was there, promising to be with them. At a time when their future was uncertain, God was there, promising to be with them. At a time when the people were lost and afraid, God was there, promising to be with them. I wonder if any of that sounds a bit like your life right now. Has disaster struck? Does the future seem uncertain? Are you feeling lost or afraid? Perhaps it feels like everything that was familiar is falling apart. It's at these times that it can really seem like we're blind men trying to make sense of an elephant. Where is God? What is God doing? But the great story of God written in our scriptures reminds us of what people have learned again and again through history. In the hardest of times, they've discovered that God is there, promising to be with us. Sometimes it's hard to remember that. Sometimes it's like we're grasping at a bit of the elephant and we can't make sense of what's happening. But my dear friends, be assured that God promises to be with you. God is with you, even though for now we see through a glass darkly. One day we will see the whole of God's promise of love, the whole elephant. That day will surely come, says the Lord. That day will surely come.